We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're up to page Lamed Tet. And the Chazon Ish had described how people will very often get into habits and they enter a comfort zone where they neglect their continued education. People are embarrassed to ask. People are embarrassed to grow. And he discussed how people have to overcome that. We continue page Lamed Tet, which I think in my edition they skipped from Chaf Zayin to Lamed. Do you guys have that? On page Lamed Ches it says Chaf Zayin, and here they skipped to Lamed. Yeah, that seems to be an error. So that's the final section. I would call that Chaf Chet, the final section of the third chapter. Yesh od ra chola asher yetzer yirafet ba la'ani emunat chachmim lev bnei adam. There's another illness where one's desire can envelop a person, and as such he is swayed from having confidence in our tradition, in the words of the sages, v'umishkala miruma shel hanegi'a, and that is the weight of deceit that comes from partiality, as we will see. Chovat ha-talmid la'amin ki en negi'a ba'olam ba'alat koach la'tot lev chacham la'avet mishpat. A student who's learning by his Rebbe has to feel confident that there is no partiality that will shift the Chacham's heart to shifting the truth and honesty. If you're learning from the person, you have to feel like he's honest, like he's going to tell the truth and go with the truth, and he won't be swayed from the truth. And his own partiality won't sway him from the truth. Because the goal of a Chacham is to purify his heart, and when a Chacham feels like there's something wrong with him, there's something dishonest with him that hurts his soul more than any wound. And how could it be that for a little bit of bribery or for a little bit of praise, Yechavel nafsho la'avet mishpat, a person would wound his soul and twist the justice. The student has to have confidence that the teacher is working with that value system and that he's going to do everything to try and be honest and on the path. Nosaf lezeh ki tchunat ha'emet yetzel chacham tchunat nafsho v'shosh metziuta. Add to that, that the trait of truth should be one of the teacher's personal traits. It has to be at the root of his being. And any, even a tinge of a lie should be very distant from him. And that's the faith that honest people have as they are learning by their teachers, by the Chachamim. But one's inclination digs its path under the chair of the one that should be trusted. It finds a way to seduce those souls that are inclined to try to outsmart. And so a person can be convinced that partiality, a person's own partiality, can affect him irrespective of whether he's big or small. Even the smartest people are affected by their own partiality. That's where a person's desire tries to egg him on. Even pious people and people who are well known for their beautiful actions. And a person tells himself, why would I trust him? Everyone's partial. And even if a person's smart, that's part of human nature. And people don't realize that if that's going to be my assumption, everyone's partial, no one's impartial, no one's fair, no one's honest, then there's no one around you can trust, and there's no judge. You can't have a high court either. Because even if we'll all agree that someone's very smart, why should I listen to him? When he gives a halachic ruling, the immediate assumption that I should have, if I'm going to go with this attitude, is that maybe that assumption stems from his own partiality. What does he know? So if I'm going to look at everyone and say no one's impartial and no one's honest and no one can get it right, so then I don't have to listen to anyone. So we have to be wary when we're tempted to take on this attitude. We have to realize where it leads us. And you should realize, says the Chazon Ish, that where does this start? When we're dissatisfied with the answer we receive from a Chacham. You come and ask a question, you get the answer, you're not happy with it. So then the first thing that starts happening is, well, that's his perspective, that's what he thinks, that's his partiality, that's his upbringing, okay. And with this type of attitude, we've seen a generation develop that looks and starts judging or misjudging its judges. What happens is everyone says, look, we're a pluralistic society. You do what you believe, I do what I believe. There's no real truth. Because if I can't trust anyone to be honest, so then I've put everyone down. They're all on my level. I remember I once said to a chassid, I said, you see King Solomon, he spoke to girls. So he said to me, that's because you're filth. I said, what do you mean? He said, when you read in the Navi that Shaul spoke to girls, you think of you speaking to girls. And when you speak to girls, you're not talking like Shaul HaMelech. A man who has prophecy, when he spoke to girls, he was modest. It didn't affect him. But on your level, you read Shaul as though he's on your level. I'll never forget that. He was a store owner. And he starts yelling at me in front of everyone. But you know what? He was right. It's not comfortable to hear. You know, I was a young teenager. I was trying to egg him on. So he gave it to me. But you know what? He's 100% right. That's true. I'm not saying he should have done publicly, but I started the conversation. I was starting with him. You know, so he answered me. He said, you know, you're reading the prophet and you're putting down King Saul to your level. So that's I'm only telling you half the story, but it doesn't matter. The point is still well taken. I wasn't such a nudnik. He was putting down my students. I was already teaching them. He said, why do you let your guys talk to girls? I said, oh, come on, these were guys who were, you know, whatever. It didn't matter. But I answered him like half jokingly, you know, King Saul also spoke to girls, it says in the prophet. So that's when he got mad and he gave it to me and he was right. I'm saying, but on that point, he was right. Yes? You got to talk louder. There's a fan, yeah.
So it's kind of saying this idea, there's a famous blogger online, who used to be pressured, and now he just writes lots of stories where he finds Jews that are doing bad things and stuff like the Kobach. But he writes like his whole philosophy on Judaism is if this rabbi, if there's certain rabbis out there that are bad, and they're blocked. So if that rabbi can do it, why doesn't the Rambam do it? Why doesn't the Rambam do it? So isn't that sort of the same concept as too much?
Right? Right? 100%. That's why Chilul Hashem is so dangerous. So it's very scary. It's not fun to be a rabbi. In many ways, it's not fun. Because you could be doing something that you have every reason and you're right to do, and yet that doesn't mean that it's going to be seen that way. And then there's the danger of Chilul Hashem. Yeah, it's very hard. ובכל מקרה רב ערך מתלחשים המתחכמים על נגיעה פלונית שהתתה לב החכם לפעמים המובהק שבדור בעמדתו הבלתי נכונה וכל אווירה של העיר ולפעמים האווירה שכל הארץ מתמלאה שוט לשון קטטות ומריבות ללא אמונה בחכמים גברו בארץ. He says what happens is as people think they know what they're talking, people start whispering and they look at it could be the chief of the generation, the top chacham, who everyone knows is the super genius, and yet he gives a ruling and people start saying, yeah, he got it wrong. Sometimes the whole atmosphere in the city could shift as people talk about him that way. Sometimes the whole country could be talking about someone that way. People are fighting, people are talking, and really what's happening is people are saying they don't have confidence in the one who's supposed to teach Torah and the Chacham. So the Chazon Ish opened their eyes to see where such an attitude would lead us. That it really has no boundaries once you start thinking that way. And why it's so important to look at the teacher and say, if I'm learning from him, then I trust him that he's trying his hardest to get the truth. He is not purposely allowing himself to be touched, and he's doing his best, and he's working really hard to be impartial in his analysis of what the Talmud says. And I want to add one final point to this. This is a point to all of you as you're learning. Very often we'll be learning and people will say, that's not what it says. And I'll always say one question. Look at the text. Tell me what you see in the text. You got to show me from the text what it says. If you can explain to me why the text says differently, fine. If you can't, so the fact that we don't want the text to be saying that doesn't mean it's not what it's saying. You have to learn. You have to have tradition. You also have to be very true to the text. And that's, okay, we're all working and striving for that. So we're in the middle of a thought here in the Chazon Ish. We're out of time.